Augustine, Alice Iancu, she came to me at the beginning of school and said, can I conduct a piece this year in Bells? And I was very happy to let her do that, and she did a great job all year working on this piece. We're going to continue with another hymn called All Creatures of Our God and King, a very familiar hymn that you know, a beautiful arrangement for Bells. Fantasy on Restoration, and fantasy doesn't mean something that you imagine in this case. It's a musical form, a freely composed form, and the hymn tune, the name of the hymn is Restoration. And the text of the hymn tune talks about coming back to Jesus as the prodigal son did in the Bible. And the first part of the song is very contemplative, and I can imagine that it must have been the prodigal son when he was far away from home, wishing that he wasn't far from home. And then he goes home, and the second part of the piece expresses the joy that the father and the family felt when he came back. Fantasy on restoration. This group goes to a festival, a handbell festival. The Southeastern California Conference sponsors this festival every year. It's at La Sierra University. And we have this year coming to direct the festival a man who has been a teacher for many years in handbells at Concordia University in Madison, Wisconsin. And we're looking forward to that because he's directing some of his own music that he wrote. And the next piece is one that we will play next Friday with the composer John Behnke. You're all invited to the concert. It's at La Sierra University in the big gymnasium there on the right-hand side as you go into the campus. And the concert begins at 7. It's usually about an hour. There are usually about 100 or 120 ringers at the festival. We all ring about 5 pieces together, and then each school rings a piece or two of their own. So it's a wonderful time for people who enjoy the sound of handbells and ringing handbells. The name of this piece is called Fanfare in D major. join us on the first song that we're going to sing. If you open your hymn book to number 560, you will find a piece called "That All Things Now Living." We're going to sing one verse by ourselves, and then if you would join us on the second verse, I will turn around and let you know when that happens. When we start "His law he enforces," that's when we'd like you to join us. And then the choir will finish with a little amen at the end. Let's join our voices together. "Let all things now living." "Give Me That Old Time Religion." And we have two soloists on this piece, Emmanuel Gonzalez, who is a senior, and Jesus Nandi, who is a junior at Mesa Grande.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
Yes,
give me that old time religion.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion.
It's good enough for me. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children.
It was good for the Hebrew children. It's good enough for me.
It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul.
It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me.
It was good for my grandmother. It was good for my grandmother.
It was good for my grandmother. It's good enough for me.
Yes, give me that old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time.
Give me that old time religion.
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 Old time religion.
It's good enough for me.
Yes, give me that old time religion.
Give me
that old time religion.
Give me
that old time
religion. It's good enough for me.
Yes, give me that old
time religion.
set to music many, many, many times over the centuries since they were written. We're going to sing a contemporary arrangement of Psalm 92. This is written by a currently living composer. It's a wonderful rhythmic piece that I think shows the essence of giving thanks to God. It is good to give thanks.
Sing praises unto thy name, O Lord.
last Friday evening at the Campus Hill Church, we had a hymn festival. Actually, we had the festival all day long, and these kids sang a lot of hymns. The one we just sang was one from that festival. We have one more song before we have the benediction. This is a song called No More Night, and it turns our attention to the time when Jesus will come, when there will be no more night, there will be no more pain, no more sickness, no sorrow, and we will get to live with our Creator forever. No more night.
Reflected in our lives as we go into this world to witness about your love and your invitation to be a part of your kingdom, where there will be no more night, no more pain. We're looking forward to that blessed experience that we'll have in your presence. Be with us as we go different ways. Be with these students. Let your blessing follow them as they share this ministry with others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.